Welcome to everyone on this 23rd Sunday of Pentecost, November the 8th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. I am Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. After the snow last weekend, we have been rewarded with some gorgeous, sunny, and warm weather this week. And I think it's supposed to last until Monday or Tuesday. I hope that you are able to get out and enjoy the weather. We were able to get our leaves cleaned up and get some wood put on the porch to prepare us for winter. Farmers are also busy in the fields combining corn. So please be careful when you're driving, so that we all can stay safe. Thank you to those who came out for our annual Arbor Day cleanup. The cemetery looks beautiful and ready for winter. A few notes. I was chatting with John Hill from Ray of Hope this week. They will be reopening on November 16th, and they are looking for some volunteers. They have over 2,000 volunteers, but are needing some more. And this is because you've probably heard that there has been lots of initiatives taken lately around the issues of homelessness, both in the KW region and throughout Ontario. But there is a segment of society whom is often not talked about, and these are the folks who live on Ontario Works and receive about $721 a month. Many of them live in small, cramped apartments and don't have a lot of anything else other than maybe paying for their rent. And so the Ray of Hope is focusing on this segment of society. The time commitment that they are looking for is 3 hours a week, and there are lots of different areas where you can volunteer. Please check out their website at www.rayofhope.net if you are interested. They are also in need of toiletry items, so things like shave cream and razors, soap, shampoo, toothpaste and toothbrushes, and things like that. So many agencies in our area are. I saw on Facebook this week that Optimism Place in Stratford are looking for women's toiletry items. One Roof continues to look for items, and I know House of Friendship continues to look for items. So if you are shopping and you have the chance to put a few extra items in the cart to donate, it would be very appreciated. Please drop off the items at Zion in the bin provided or give me a call and I can come and pick them up. All of the donated items would be divided up between the agencies, or if you wanted to donate to a specific agency, you could put that on the bag. Thank you for continuing to remember those in our area who are struggling and who don't have the means to have the same luxuries that we have. Just a reminder that our go-to meeting coffee hour meets at 11 o'clock this morning. Please join us. And also please remember that Zion continues to rely on your support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you so much to all who support and pray for our congregation. We will now take a moment to gather our hearts and minds for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray our prayer of the day. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our opening hymn is from the ELW number 436, Wake, Awake, for the Night is Flying.